Culture.
Television in Brazil. Frame the Swamp. A vintage Brazilian telenovela is updated for a different age.
When Benedito Rui Barbosa first pitched Pantanal, a telenovela about rugged ranchers and landless peasants, to TV Globo, Brazil's biggest television network, it was rejected. So Mr. Barbosa took his idea elsewhere. For months, his crew relocated to the region that gave the show its name, which is home to the world's largest tropical wetland. They flew over floodplains in small aircraft to reach their locations. They filmed their actors silhouetted against sunsets. The resulting drama, first aired in 1990, captivated audiences. At a time of hyperinflation, high crime and unemployment, the landscape of Pantanal seemed like paradise. Now, three decades on, paradise is being remade, this time by TV Globo. These days, streaming services threaten the network's hegemony, especially among middle-class and younger Brazilians. Instead of Mr. Barbosa, now in his 90s, his millennial grandson, Bruno Luperi, is in charge. The generational reset has paid off. Since the new Pantanal had its premiere in March, hordes of youngsters have followed it on TV and online. Parents and grandparents who remember the original are also tuning back in. At its peak, the show has been watched by over a third of Brazilians, or 77 million people. Even some supporters of the right-wing president, Jair Bolsonaro, who tend to think TV Globo is biased against him, have succumbed. Adapting his grandfather's work was daunting, says Mr. Luperi. He has succeeded in large part by honouring the original. Revolving around three generations of the Leoncio family, the plot is a faithful retelling of their loves and losses. The cast and budget are bigger, but the locations, mostly in the municipality of Aquidauana, are often the same. The actual Pantanal region stretches across more than 42 million acres, from southwestern Brazil into Bolivia and Paraguay. Many scenes are again filmed at sundown, when the Pantanal's waters sparkle and cattle stir up glistening dust. Though set in the present, the new Pantanal looks back to bygone habits and draws on regional folklore. Characters dance the Paraguayan polka, wear straw hats woven from caranda, a tropical palm, and drink tereré, a kind of mate tea. These customs barely survive in the Pantanal, notes Guilherme Rondon, a musician from a local family who has been involved in both versions of the show. The program, he thinks, is helping preserve the region's traditions. It is also attracting tourists.